It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Did you enjoy the weekend?
I had a decent weekend. I wouldn't say it was in the top 10, but next weekend has the potential to be very good for me. Because it's our 50th reunion for the class of 71 for Housatonic Valley Regional High School.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Saturday. And then Sunday, my daughter Karen's coming up with her husband to have lunch with me. And that should be a lot of fun as well.
No, that's good. Hope the weather cooperates, because I'm not even going to look at that right now. But I will tell you that today should be a partly to mostly sunny day. Nice one. 75 to 80, low humidity. Clear tonight, great sleeping weather, 55 to 60. Sun and some clouds, 80 Tuesday. I think we'll have more in the way of cloud cover coming in on Wednesday than 80s. And I'm forecasting showers Thursday. A lot of the computer guidance says not going to happen. I'll go with the showers for now. Low 80s, and I think it'll turn partly sunny, warm, and more humid on Friday. I'm not sure about the weekend. I know yesterday, I got up early in the morning at the lake, sat in the porch. It was pretty chilly, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday morning. And had my little iPad. And I said, let me look at the computer model, see what the weather's going to be for today, meaning Sunday. And all the models were saying, if there's going to be showers, it's not till late in the day. And it was pretty decent out then. I said, oh, okay, that's great. So my neighbors came over to me at around 10 o'clock, and they said, Pat, it looks pretty cloudy now. When do you think the rain's coming in? I said, probably not till late in the day. They said, okay, good. Well, we're leaving about 1, so that's great. So no problem. 11 o'clock, it's raining.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Totally wrong. So I had to do what I had to do. First of all, let me just tell folks, the tropics are quiet. You don't have to worry about the tropics. And as far as the propane refrigerator.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
Mm-hmm. We got there Saturday. Now, remember, the refrigerator's off, but the gas was filled and the gas was on. No smell. So that was a good sign there that there's no leaks. So we put the refrigerator back on. We went to the studio to show our movie Saturday night. We came back, and the propane smell was all through the cabin.
There you go. It's got to be the refrigerator.
Refrigerator. So I shut it off immediately. Took, good half hour to get the smell out. And then yesterday, I went down to Home Depot. I was lucky enough to get the manager, one of the managers in appliance. He put the order in for me. He is also going to see to it that it's delivered on a Saturday. So I'm there. Probably not this Saturday, probably next Saturday. And that's the name of that, too. So now we'll wait a couple of weeks before I get a new refrigerator at an expensive price.
What, $1,500?
Right now, without delivery, it's 18.
Wow.
With delivery, it'll be closer to 2. And if I want the protection plan for 5 years, it'll probably come out to about 23.
Well, you need it, so, I mean, you can't be up there without a refrigerator.
No, unless you want to live out of a cooler, and that gets ridiculous.
No. So it's one of those investments, you know? What the heck?
It's only money.
Yeah, well, and you enjoy the cabin. You enjoy going there. So, yeah. So use it,
Although this year, haven't been there much. In fact, the ladder that goes on the dock is still not attached. And think about it. It's almost, it's August already.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't bother attaching it now.
the lake water right now is the warmest it'll ever be. So if you're going to go in, this is the time to go in.
You're not
going
in.
Look at me. I'm not going in, no. Not when I saw David catch 5-pound flukes and things like that in that lake. No way.
Don't like to have those fish hanging around your feet, huh?
Right, exactly. So so that's a scoop there. The movie went over well.
How many people ended up showing up?
I thought it was going to be 13, and it wound up being, there were 4 people who showed up who did not email me. So it wound up being, I think, 17 or 18, something like that. not a great showing, but the people who showed up and didn't see the movie loved it. They said it was very funny and done well. But a lot of concerns about the Delta variant. You know, people are skeptical about coming indoors, you know, and sitting close. I don't know what they're doing about the picnic. That's 2 weeks away. And, I mean, you know, they're still selling tickets for the picnic. I don't know. I have second thoughts about that.
Well, you know, what is it with people, though, that didn't email? They just show up and they don't let you know that they're coming. What? That's just plain rude.
Yeah, well, one guy said to me, he goes, I didn't know if, you know, my wife was coming. You know, she was working, blah, 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 blah. It was a last-minute thing. Okay. That was your excuse. And then I said to Nancy, you didn't tell me you were bringing my next door neighbor, you know, the one I don't talk to.
Yeah.
I said, why didn't you tell? She goes, oh, she said, I spoke with her during the week. I had to try to convince her to come. Okay. But you still didn't let me know.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. So anyhow, I ordered pizzas and, you know, and we had snacks and drinks and all of that stuff. And, of course, I waited for everybody to go up and have their pizza. I went up there. There was a half of the pizza left. I had one slice. Went to the back of the room to eat my slice of pizza. When I went to return to get the second slice, it was all gone.
Is it just plain pizza, or do you get, like, sausage and stuff like that?
No, I got plain pizza. So I had, that was my dinner Saturday night, one slice of pizza.
No, that's what always happens. Oh, well.
I don't know.
So now I'm just going to be pestering you, not till probably Thursday, but Thursday, around Thursday or Friday, I'll be pestering you about Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday is the day that I'm not looking, it's not looking too good right now. I'll just tell you that.
All right. Well, Sunday we're going to, it's just lunch at a restaurant. So that Sunday's, you know, is free and clear. I mean, it can rain, it can snow, it can freeze. It's inside. And actually, the thing on Saturday, the house is inside, but it's somebody's house. So if it's raining steadily, you don't want to gunk up somebody's house on the inside. You just don't with 50 people from the class of 71. You know, you don't really want to do that. So.
This new run of the computer guidance is saying that if it's going to rain over the weekend, most of it would be Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday night? That'd be great, because this thing's happening, I think, in between like 12 and 4. So that would be okay.
That would be okay?
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad to me.
Okay.
All right, I'm trying to think if there's anything else up. I watched a strange movie over the weekend. I forget the name. Oh, Doomsday. It's a French film about Switzerland, a mysterious cloud forming over Switzerland, and eventually it destroys Switzerland at the end, and about the EU letting people come in and leave and stuff. It was an interesting movie, but a really weird movie, and I didn't sleep so well from it.
But you watched it.
It was well acted. It was well done. Okay. So, and if you like science fiction, if you like things like that, it was good, and it had a bunch of interesting characters in it. But still, it was a damn weird movie.
Yeah, and you know what, Marshall? It's too close to reality when you think about what we have to go through right now, Doomsday. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it was one of those things. But I found out this morning, Pat, we are up to 93 pounds lost.
Great.
93 pounds in 14 months. In 14 months.
I think that's fabulous.
Yeah.
That is really great. You should be applauded for that. Very good, Marshall.
So maybe in another 14 months, I'll be down 180-some pounds and weigh what I weighed when I was born.
Wow, really?
All right, Pat, I'll check with you tomorrow.
All righty. Bye-bye,
Marshall. Take care. Pat began this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.